It began in Africa.
Monday, October 17th, 2005. Thanks for listening to this very special, extra long, my favorite African music episode of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a weekly music show, sometimes called a podcast, which comes out each and every Monday, featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
It began in Africa.
My name's Daniel. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That right there was a super duper fantastic song by the world famous South African artist Miriam Makeba. You might have heard of her because she was famous all over the place in the 60s, and she's still famous today. She has tons of albums. Look for her stuff. She's a great way to begin a special, extra long, my favorite African music episode of The Sounds in My Head. This whole episode's going to feature all kinds of songs, all out of Africa, and all my favorites. Africa, of course, is the huge continent, which is home to around 800 million people in 54 different countries, nations, not to be confused with the Nation of Africa, which our president sometimes refers to.
Africa's a nation that suffers from incredible disease.
And on today's show, you're going to be hearing songs from all around in that continent. Okay, admittedly, kind of a bunch from South Africa. I can't help that. They put out some awesome music down there. But we're going to have songs from Egypt, South Africa, Zambia, Mali, Nigeria, Niger, you name it, we got it. Hearing music from all over the place on this special My Favorite African Music episode of The Sounds in My Head. But moving on, the next song on this show is going to be by the band Amadou and Miriam. They are out of Mali, and this is their incredibly great song called Koulibaly, which is found on their new smash hit album, Dimanche and Bamako. For this album, they paired up with France's Manu Chao, and it is a fantastic record. Start to finish, this is the kind of music that you want your world music to be. It's not like world music, it's so awesome. You'd put it on for your friends. You'd say, check out this awesome album I bought, and it just happens to be from Mali. Check this song out. This is Amadou and Miriam. Where else but on the special My Favorite African Songs episode of The Sounds in My Head. Thank you.
First, let me make it very clear, poor people aren't necessarily killers. Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill.
That song right there was by the Zambian a cappella choir. You guessed it, they're out of Zambia. You guessed it, they're a cappella. You guessed it, that right there was the Zambian a cappella doing their song Talahilahalahilela. I don't know how you say anything. Even when I listen to the whole song and they just say the same thing over and over again, I can't repronounce it. That's how pathetic I am. It was from their album From Africa with Love. is their first record. I bought it when they performed live at a church that I saw. They do that a lot. They tour around and go to churches and perform. And if you ever get a chance to see them, they're really good. You can look at their website for dates. I don't know that they're going to be playing anywhere near you anytime soon, but you can, nonetheless. And they're pretty good stuff. They're out of Zambia, of course. Zambia, home to about 10 million people, 11 million people, something like that. They're way down yonder near South Africa. Very exciting place, very exciting music, very good times. All right, up next, also out of South Africa, this is Vusi Malisela. You might have seen him also in the movie Amandla. This is from his album, though. This is from his album called The Voice. It's called Natate Malisela, or something. You gotta forgive me. I don't speak any of the languages represented in any of this music at all. I'm a dumbass English-only American who loves this music but doesn't know how to say any of it. So just go to the website, sounds in my head, look at all the... You can figure out how to pronounce it. All right, here it is. My man Vusi, who was awesome a couple of years ago opening the Ladysmith Black Mambazo in Prospect Park. If you saw that show, that was good times. All right, here's Vusi right now from The Voice, his album, on the Sounds in My Head.
Support by getting Bush's help on matters close to his heart, like Africa. And President Bush was enthusiastic.
Africa is an important part of my foreign policy. I remember when I first talked to Condi, when I was trying to convince her to become the National Security Advisor, she said, "Are you going to pay attention to the continent of Africa?" I said, "You bet."
But that's abstract. In practical terms, Mr. Prime Minister, what are you looking for?
In respect to the Africa Commission report, we set out a figure of the doubling of aid and a $25 billion extra is effectively what that would mean.
Boom! $25 billion. The call is out. Mr. President, what do you got?
I'm pleased to announce the United States will provide approximately $674 million.
Okay, $674 million. Not only is that less than 3% of what Blair was looking for, it will also be paid out in increments of $6.74 a year for over 100 million years.
That was South Africa's Chris McGregor with his song MRA, Rock. Maybe it's called Mra, maybe it's called MRA, I'm not sure. It's from his 1971 classic album called Chris McGregor's Brotherhood of Breath. And that's a pretty cool song. I really love those South African horns. They all seem to whip those into shape and they sound quite good to me. I like that stuff. And before that was Niger's band, Mamar Kasi. That was the title track from their album Denke Denke. Mamar Kasi, they put out that record in the late 90s, and it's a 10-member band that uses all the greatest hits of any Afropop band. You got your finger piano, your lutes, all the different stuff that make up quality Afropop. All right, another South African band now, of course, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. You couldn't have a favorite African songs episode of The Sounds of My Head without putting on the Ladysmith Black Mambazo, because whose favorite African band isn't Paul Simon's favorite African band? And I don't know, I think everybody loves that song, Homeless. It's a great song. And you know, they're full of good songs, and you probably heard a lot of them before, but you might have missed this particular version just because it's so uncommon. It's from a 1990 single. It was only released in France. You could get it on import. It was the single with basically had four bands on it doing two songs, two of them paired up for each song. And this particular song is Ladysmith Black Mambazo paired up with the UK female a cappella group called the Mint Juleps. And this is their cover of the Tokens version of The Lion Sleeps Tonight, which is itself a cover of the Weavers' Weem Away, which was itself a cover of the 1939 song by the South African artist Solomon Linda, who never got any credit for anything. They just wrote it, and then the Tokens and the Weavers cashed in. And maybe Ladysmith Black Mambazo, maybe they got a little piece too. Hopefully they did, because this is a great version of a great song. Check it out, the Ladysmith Black Mambazo with the Mint Juleps doing The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Where else but on this special My Favorite African Songs episode of The Sounds in My Head.
My darling, don't fear, my darling, the lion sleeps tonight. Nadibanela bato Omusongi mwamoni Onongo jangamene Omende kokisabe Bisona ende mota bobe Bisona titi longe Bisona titi longe Loba lingite Bisona ende mota bobe Bisona titi longe Bisona titi longe Buli mwamoni mamu mende bwabiso Dima konone, dima singane, dima tobone, dima banepo, wamuna nyangwamo, wadikom lamo, wandomamo. Lonongo changamene, lomende kokisabe. Lonongo jangamene Lomende kokisabe Lonongo jangamene Lomende kokisabe Lonongo jangamene Lomende kokisabe Lonongo jangamene Wa Nubangi senga maleya Lonongo jangamene Mutondi bito babato Onongo jangamene Omende kokisabe Onongo jangamene Omende kokisabe Onongo jangamene Omende kokisabe
That was Cameroon's Henry Tekungui and his song Wah from the album Wah. W-A is the name of the song and the name of that album. It's a very good album. Came out in 1999. If you liked it, it's one of the songs you can check out on iTunes. There are a few of these albums that I'm playing today that are actually in iTunes. You can go and listen to all of it, see if you like it. If you do, check out the whole thing because it's that good of stuff. And finishing up this special My Favorite African Music episode of The Sounds in My Head, it is the French musician, actually. His name's Hugh de Courson, and he has created this really cool thing where he combines the traditional music of Egypt with Mozart and classical music. He has two albums that have come out, Mozart in Egypt and Mozart in Egypt 2, which came out recently. Mozart in Egypt came out in 97, and it's just so bizarre, you gotta hear it. It's very, very cool. He seamlessly, sort of, merges the sounds of Mozart and the sounds of Egypt for a kind of an exciting music listening experience. So here it is, finishing up this special My Favorite Songs from Africa episode, Mozart in Egypt by Hugh de Courson on The Sounds in My Head. I talked over this week was the Washi Wiji Je, or Our Beginning, by the Kronos Quartet, written by African drummer Obo Addy. I also talked over Grazing in the Grass by Hugh Masekela, a 60s soul song, which was actually by an African artist, and the James Bond theme by the Surf Champlers, and Flight Over Africa by John Barry from the soundtrack to the movie Out of Africa. We'll be back next week on time with an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Africa is a nation that suffers from incredible disease.